Hello, Sunshine. I'm Mariam.
And my name is Rory, and we are the hosts of the IELTS Speaking for Success podcast. The podcast aims to help you improve your speaking skills as well as your listening skills along the way.
We started this podcast to give you super duper vocabulary together with gorgeous grammar for your high IELTS score. Which Rory score?
Your band 9 score.
Yippee! Yeah, Rory, what's the setting? Could you comment where we are and how we are recording today?
We are online on the internet.
Yep. Rory is in Scotland and I'm in Moscow. This is how we're recording now. This is how Moscow and Scotland come together. Are you in Dundee, Rory?
I am, yes.
Dundee and Moscow. Yes, if you want more content from us, we have premium service where you can listen to IELTS Speaking Part 2 and 3. So this week in Part 2, we're going to talk about a natural talent you want to improve. And in IELTS Speaking Part 3, we're going to be talking about talents in general. The link is in the description. Do check it out. Oh, Rory, look at you. You're looking good.
Thank you. I'm sleeping well staves off the tiredness.
Shall we talk about tiredness?
Is it a coincidence?
It's a coincidence on this podcast again.
Let's talk about tiredness.
Rory, what kinds of things make you tired?
Well, I think a lack of sleep and food in combination with sort of time-consuming, tedious or intensive tasks is quite tiring. It's not so common these days, thankfully.
What do you do when you feel tired?
I think it depends on where I am and what I'm doing, and maybe the level of fatigue. If I'm at home and it's during the day, then I can stretch, have an energy drink, and switch tasks, and then refocus on what I was originally doing. If it's at night, then it's generally a sign it's time for bed.
Who do you usually talk to when you feel mentally tired?
Well, it's a similar process to when I'm physically tired. I have to evaluate what I'm doing. Sometimes it's just a case of, I don't know, switching things up. Though other times it's a sign the task is actually pointless, at least in its present form, and I'll need to do something more engaging to liven things up a bit.
Do you like to talk to strangers when you feel mentally tired?
I'll be honest and say I'm not terribly thrilled to speak to anyone when my brain is wiped out. I mean, is anybody? I'm not an extrovert who can sort of extract energy from my interactions with people under those circumstances.
Do you want to talk to strangers when you feel tired?
I think I'll have to refer back to my previous answer on that subject. Sometimes it's best to just politely inform them that you're tired and need some space, and most people understand a reasonable request like that, don't they?
Are you often tired?
No. Like I say, it's not such a big problem these days, thankfully.
How many cans of energy drinks do you consume when you get tired?
Depends on the time of day. Like, if we're talking during the day, I'm not generally tired, but I just like drinking energy drinks, then 2 or 3. And then if it's at night, then none at all, because you want to sleep.
How many liters? 2 or 3 liters, right, of energy drinks?
No, it's not. If it's, let's say it's like an average of 250 milliliters per can, then it's like less than a liter per day.
Yeah, dear listener, it's not an IELTS question. I just know that Rory is fond of energy drinks, and I kind of, you know.
No.
I've asked this question. How many liters of energy drinks do you consume a day?
Okay. Perfectly normal IELTS question.
Yeah. But they do have some psychological questions, right? So when you feel mentally tired, do you usually talk to strangers? Do you talk to... Who do you talk to? Do you talk to yourself? Right? How often?
Although it's important to point out, those last two questions were quite similar. So if you get a question and you're like, well, I think I just answered that question, then you can just say, I'll just refer you back to my previous answer and maybe give a bit more information.
Yes, why are you asking me this?
Well, you can't say why are you asking me this, because that's their job. They're the examiner.
Yeah. Yeah, doesn't matter how stupid or silly the question is. Just give the answer. You know, dear listener, yeah, some questions are quite silly. But just give the examiner something. It's English that matters, okay? Right, so tiredness. Tiredness is from being tired.
It is.
We can also use an adjective, tiring.
Yes. On the subject of...
Something can be tiring.
on the subject of being tired, if you get tired of saying tired, then you could say fatigued, which just means the same thing.
Ooh, I usually feel fatigue, or I'm fatigued.
Yes.
I get fatigued. Okay, cool. Dull tasks are usually tiring. My job is tiring. Listening to this podcast is not tiring. Liven things up, right? You said, Rory. You liven things up when you listen to this podcast.
Yes, it's a phrasal verb. And if you like phrasal verbs, then you might like our podcourse. www.successwithwilds.com/podcourses.
Course. Yes, check out our phrasal verbs course. To liven things up. Yeah. Also, we can say a lack of sleep. It's interesting with this lack thing. Do you use an article or you don't? Can you say, I think lack of sleep makes me tired, or I think a lack of sleep makes me tired?
Well, it's a good question, actually.
But what seems natural to you? Both?
Well, both, but the situations will differ. So if you're speaking generally, then just say, like, lack of sleep causes problems. But if you're talking about yourself or a specific person or situation, then a lack of sleep. And then the more you talk about it, then the lack of sleep.
Mm-hmm. Tedious. When we think about being tired, we can use the word tedious tasks. The same as boring, dull tasks. Oh, it's so tedious. Yeah. To prepare for this IELTS exam. Oh, tedious. Oh, mm-hmm. This reading texts. Oh, la la. Some reading texts are tedious.
It's not tedious, it's fun.
Oh, it might be fun. Yeah. Yeah, when you talk about what you do when you feel tired, so you can just say, I usually stretch. So you stretch your body, have an energy drink or a drink, switch tasks. So switch. Switch like change tasks.
Yeah.
You also said switching things up.
Yes, which is just the same thing. It's like the process of changing tasks.
You need to do something more energizing. Mm-hmm. Yay.
Which is just another way of saying it gives you energy.
Like, do you sometimes switch on some music?
Yeah. Well, switching on music isn't energizing, but listening to it might be.
But do you, like, not just listen to music, do you sometimes switch on some music and then dance to it?
No, because I can't dance.
Yes, you can. I saw you dancing. Uh-huh. I know you can do the moves.
Badly, so...
No, it was fine. Rory was fine, really.
No, I was not.
Once we went out and we went to a club. Yes, I know, dear listener. Now it's coming out, the truth. We went to a club. I have a photo. I don't have a video of Rory dancing. I should have made
this
some videos.
This is for the best, I think.
Yeah, we were in the middle of the dance floor and Rory was dancing. Yeah, to music. Mm-hmm. Yep, not even drunk. Were you tipsy, though?
Let's move on.
Yeah, all right. Okay. Mentally tired is when you are tired in your head, not in your body.
Yes.
And Rory, you said that I'm not terribly thrilled to speak to anyone, especially strangers.
Yes. So if you're not terribly thrilled, it just means you don't want to do something. But instead of saying, I don't want to do this, you just say, I'm not terribly thrilled at the idea.
Yeah. Oh, IELTS writing. Oh, I'm not terribly thrilled to write 10 essays a day, you know?
Is anybody?
No, maybe some people are keen on writing 10 essays a day. I don't know, I haven't met them.
Ooh.
Maybe they're in Scotland. And then you said something like, my brain is wiped out.
Yes, so if you're wiped out, then it's just another way of saying that you're really tired. So like, I'm completely wiped out, I'm really tired.
Hmm. Does it mean the same as worn out?
They're remarkably similar. Worn out is more subtle than wiped out. Wiped out is like just I'm tired, just like really tired.
Mm-hmm. So we can also say like I'm exhausted, I'm completely exhausted, I'm worn out, or I'm wiped out. Oh, one more. Knackered. Can you say knackered?
Yes, knackered is good.
Yeah, but that's British. That's British English. Knackered starts with K-N. Knackered. Yes. Oh, yesterday I was completely knackered. Would your Scottish friends say something like that, knackered?
Absolutely, yes.
Hmm. And nice one. Rory said, I'm not an extrovert who can extract energy from my interactions with people. So we extract energy from people.
Well, that's what extroverts do, isn't it? Like, they extract energy from their interactions with people.
I don't know. Whenever you get tired, you just go out and then extract energy from everybody, like a vampire, and then like, yay, I've sucked all the energy out of them. And then you do your evil laugh. Like this.
Oh, is that your evil laugh?
Yeah. It's like... Not this one. Rory, who do you extract energy from these days? Your family, your friends? Vanya, our producer?
I extract energy from the drinks that I'm drinking.
Cool.
However, I think we've extracted enough grammar and vocabulary from this particular task. So, hopefully we haven't tired you out.
Which is another phrasal verb. Check out our phrasal verbs course. The link is in the description. Go there now. Go. Oh, Rory, at the very beginning of the podcast, you said that sleeping well staves off the tiredness. Yeah, we need clarification on that one.
Yes, on the subject of phrasal verbs, stave off is a phrasal verb, and it just means to prevent something from happening or to deal with something as it happens to you. So you stave off tiredness by getting a good night's sleep. You stave off a cold by eating well and not exposing yourself to cold situations.
So we stave off illnesses, tiredness, anything else?
Boredom. We've talked about boredom before.
IELTS Speaking for Success helps you to stave off your boredom. Thank you very much for listening. We hope that you stay happy and not at all tired, especially with our episodes and premium podcast and phrasal verbs course and everything we do. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Rory, what kinds of things make you tired?
Well, I think a lack of sleep and food in combination with sort of time-consuming, tedious or intensive tasks is quite tiring. It's not so common these days, thankfully.
What do you do when you feel tired?
I think it depends on where I am and what I'm doing, and maybe the level of fatigue. If I'm at home and it's during the day, then I can stretch, have an energy drink, and switch tasks, and then refocus on what I was originally doing. If it's at night, then it's generally a sign it's time for bed.
Who do you usually talk to when you feel mentally tired?
Well, it's a similar process to when I'm physically tired. I have to evaluate what I'm doing. Sometimes it's just a case of, I don't know, switching things up. Though other times it's a sign the task is actually pointless, at least in its present form, and I'll need to do something more engaging to liven things up a bit.
Do you like to talk to strangers when you feel mentally tired?
I'll be honest and say I'm not terribly thrilled to speak to anyone when my brain is wiped out. I mean, is anybody? I'm not an extrovert who can sort of extract energy from my interactions with people under those circumstances.
Do you want to talk to strangers when you feel tired?
I think I'll have to refer back to my previous answer on that subject. Sometimes it's best to just politely inform them that you're tired and need some space, and most people understand a reasonable request like that, don't they?
Are you often tired?
No. Like I say, it's not such a big problem these days, thankfully.